Homeowners in dire need have another option.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A new plan goes into effect early next month that'll pay people to sell their homes at a discounted price. Now, for months, everybody from banks to the president have been trying to figure out what to do about the millions of homeowners who are at risk of foreclosure. We're getting some details about the latest option. Marketplace's Elisa Roth is with us live in our New York studio to explain. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
Until now, most of the talk has been about mortgage modifications. This sounds a little different, though, right?
That's right. The idea here is to get the borrowers and the lenders to accept a short sale. As you referred to in your intro, that's when you sell a property for less than the amount that's still owed on it. The government says it'll pay the bank that's in charge of the mortgage $1,000 to do this. If there's a second mortgage involved, the government will pay that bank $1,000. And finally, the government will give the homeowner $1,500 in relocation assistance.
Now, Elisa, there's been a lot of talk about short selling, but we haven't seen much of it yet. What's the new interest?
Well, the problem is that the mortgage modifications and the other plans that have been around just haven't been helping people enough. And in the reality of today's market, a short sale is actually probably a pretty good deal. For the bank, it gets more money than it would get from a foreclosure. For borrowers, a short sale is usually less damaging than a foreclosure is to their credit reports.
So what are the downsides then?
Probably the biggest challenge here is that in a lot of the cases, the homeowner isn't dealing directly with the bank that actually holds that mortgage. So if this plan is going to work, there's going to have to be a lot of negotiating to get that bank to make a deal.
Marketplace's Elisa Roth reporting from New York. Elisa, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's check numbers. Shares are mixed in Europe right now. A tepid response to French President Nicolas Sarkozy's pledge of European support for debt-heavy Greece. In Asia, markets were up by 2% or more. Wall Street opens today after another week of gains. The Dow was up last week about 2.5%. Arizona lawmakers aren't waiting for the federal government to tackle immigration reform. A bill that's likely to pass in the state legislature would take a hard line with illegal immigrants. Some say it goes too far. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has more.
Under the proposal, undocumented immigrants could be arrested under beefed-up trespassing laws, and working as a day laborer would be a crime.
We make it a misdemeanor for anybody to solicit employment.
That's Arizona State Senator Russell Pierce, who sponsored the bill.
It will be the toughest enforcement bill in the nation.
Maybe too tough. Some critics of the bill foresee lawsuits related to racial profiling. And the bill would allow anyone to sue local agencies for failing to enforce immigration laws. That could be expensive, says Mike Frazier, a board member of the Arizona Association of Chiefs of Police.
If found guilty, let's say, and it's been several months, and you're being fined anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 a day, a fine like that could almost put some governmental entities out of business.
Frazier also worries that rounding up undocumented immigrants will pose a burden for smaller police forces, potentially slowing response times for 911 emergencies. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place, LendingTree.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Hard to imagine now, but there was a time when the NASDAQ exchange with its tech stocks had a whole lot more zing to it. This week marks the 10th anniversary of the peak of that bubble. A decade on, a lot of those stocks are mired in values about half of what they were. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is with us this morning to talk about how to commemorate this anniversary. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
Why did tech stocks start tanking in the first place?
Because they were priced at insane levels relative to their earnings. The NASDAQ had run up 80% in a year, and people said, my God, what have we done? And if you look at a chart from those days, you see the thing just started heading down, and still today is less than half of what it was, even though many of the companies that have survived are much better than they were and much richer. Their stock prices are still down from what they were.
Couldn't, when we were sort of climbing that mountain, Alan, back in the 80s and 90s, couldn't we see this coming?
I mean, with all due respect, I saw it coming. There were about maybe half a dozen of us senior business journalists who kept saying that. We were just sort of overrun until one day, suddenly, we became prophets.
And what lesson did we learn, O prophet?
Well, the lesson I learned is if everyone's telling you to buy a house or everyone's telling you to buy tech stocks, that's probably the time you should think of doing something else.
What are the tech stocks of today, do you think, Alan? What sectors should we watch for the next bubble?
Well, the obvious one, a long-term U.S. Treasury securities, because I don't doubt the Treasury's ability to print dollars and repay its debts. But I think interest rates on these things, like many people think, are going way, way up. And if you buy a 30-year Treasury now, I think you're going to come to regret it.
So then how's this going to pan out? Who's going to be affected by this?
Well, anybody who owns 30-year treasuries is going to see the value of his investment way down when the interest rates on them go way up. And my bet would be over the life of this, you'll probably lose 25 or 30% of your money. But I guess we'll have to reconvene in 30 years and see if I was right.
Our prophet, Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan with us this morning. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, ever since former Tonight Show host Conan O'Brien left his gig on NBC, he's been hanging out a lot on Twitter. So he decided to randomly pick someone to follow on the social networking site. The lucky tweeter was Sarah Killen, handle Lovely Button. According to her profile, she likes Twizzlers and cantaloupe. Conan responded by saying he likes raisinettes, but not so much the cantaloupe. All the publicity's gotten Sarah in the LA Times and on MTV. Before Conan started following her, she had 3 followers. Today she has 12,975. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. You can follow us at the Marketplace Morning Report at our website, marketplace.org, and grab the podcast while you're there. Share your thoughts, too, at our website. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.